Greetings, family. Today's podcast is going to consist of 10 virtues I wrote down myself for myself, and I look at these every day. Starting with number 10 is ideas of success. Meditate and think of having ideas of success. What's the best scenario? What's the best outcome that this day can have? Just put that out there. Say, Lord, what's the best outcome of a successful day? And let your imagination flourish in those ideas. 9, keen enlightenments. Keen enlightenments is seeing others do 10 that have thought about it and gone through it and have self-discipline. We see others do and we get ideas of how to do it. So keen enlightenments is seeing others succeed and where we want to succeed. 8, making time on the calendar, making time to stretch in the morning, to meditate, to spend time exercising, to spend time reading, making time to spend time preparing for the days to come, like meals, clothing, get up and get on it right away. Number 7, avoiding pastries and cookies and jams and sugary stuff, bread. Avoiding pastries, avoiding putting that creamer, the heavy creamer of sugar in your coffee. Amen. That's a big one. How do we avoid pastries? By doing 10, by having scenarios of success for the day. What's the best thing I can do? I can man up and drink my coffee black. Yeah, baby. And that is always a good. When I don't have a chance to put in my coconut or butter in my coffee, and I just go ahead and drink it black or with a little bit of cream. Number 6, almost the same, is low sugars or no sugars, no sugar or flour. The principles of if anything has sugar or has flour on it, you know, keep them down to a minimum of 3 grams per serving, a tablespoon or whatever. But keep an eye on those high sugary drinks, like 32 grams of sugar for a drink. Crazy, crazy. 5, proper dress code, proper clothing for the event. You'll feel good with having proper clothing. Number 4, breathing fully. Breathing all the way fully. There's been a study for 40 years and found out that the people don't breathe enough. The elderly people, that's why they die soon. Take a walk and practice breathing fully. The neighbor has a dog and the kids don't let him out. I don't know if they let him out, but I went over there and I asked if I could take their dog off for a walk. That was a huge dog, very powerful dog, walking faster than me, made me breathe fully, get my gratitude walk out of the way. Thank you, God. Number 3, eating right. Eating right. Amen. Think about scenario success again for the day. How's the best eating right can be before keeping all the pizzas and everything out of the house, all the cookies and all that stuff that make you fall, keeping it out of hand, eating properly, having salads available, having meat and salads is your primary go-to, or just eggs. And the other one, number two is fasting after 3 p.m., in other words, no eating after 3 p.m. You should have all your meals done by 3 p.m. Unless you organize it, have a 4-hour eating windows. Start around noon or 11 o'clock and finish up at 3 p.m. That was an excellent strategy for intermittent fasting. Letting the body rest. Let the body recuperate. Let the body process the meats that we have eaten and put it in its proper place. Number 1, this is a easy one for you. 3 to 5 days of gym activities. 3 to 5 days minimum of days activities. I was able to get three this week when I was on vacation, helping people, doing yard work. Didn't include the yard work and the small walks that I took the neighbor's dogs out on. But I did go to the gym, and I did get on a bike, and I did huff and puff. Amen. Not to extremities, people. The elliptical and the bike is just pure movement right now, getting the habit of keeping moving forward. Now remember, when you walk, walk each day with simplicity, having love and faith on your side, of trusting God's love and the wonder of watching Him work in marvelous ways. Again, let us walk each day in the simplicity of trusting God's love and the wonder of watching Him work in marvelous ways. That's our attitude as we take a walk and continue. Let's choose to have a good day. Let's choose to have a great day today. In Jesus' name, we shall have a good day. Thank you.